This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Thursday! What did we say today was the 27th, right? I got the right day, finally.
The 27th.
27th of February. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on Election Day. A lot of people are watching the Michigan situation as voters go to the polls there. What are people talking about? What do they need to know? What you need to know is that you need to go vote. The primaries are more important in my mind than even the final election, because there are a lot of crazy people who run for office that get through the system because nobody votes. So you got, what, at the most 20% sometimes of the number of people that should be voting or eligible to vote that actually do vote. So let's make sure that people go to the polls. All you folks listening in Michigan, go to the polls today. I think next, is it next week or 2 weeks from today, Super Tuesday?
I think it's two weeks, right?
Two weeks. Right. Yeah. And they call it Super Tuesday because dozens of states go to the polls. People go to the polls. And let's not make it 20%. Let's make it 100% or close to it so that you can make sure that on whatever your choices are, you can vote on the ballot. And if you don't have a choice, write a choice in.
Oh, wow, it's the 5th. It is next week.
Is it next week? Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Super, I thought it was the 2nd. I thought it was the 2nd Tuesday of the month. It's not. It's the 1st.
Yeah. I think in the back of my mind, I thought that as well. All right, from the Doug Steffen, do you know and do you care fact book. Did you know that tennis balls used to be white and they were changed to be yellow? Do you know why that was? Back to the early
1970s. So that they could more easily be seen against the line? Is that it?
So they could be seen on television.
Oh.
This is the time in the early 70s, network television changed from black and white to color. And then people, as they upgraded their TV sets, they're watching tennis matches and you can't really see the ball because it's white. Mm-hmm. And besides, yellow looked better on TV. So it was called optic yellow. Made it easier for viewers to follow the action of the tennis games, the tennis balls. All right, there you go. This is it. The best of the best. I noticed in the good news department, Jay, that there's a rare proof copy of a Harry Potter book that somebody bought in an old bookstore for 15 cents at auction now. And it'll probably bring 15 grand.
That is one of those fortunate finds. The people who sold it for 15 cents had no idea what they had.
Of course not. No, not at all. So this guy goes into this old bookstore, and he buys three copies of Harry Potter books. And so 15 to 20 grand is what they're expected to sell for. This is something that he bought in 1997. Probably not at that time. Probably wasn't worth much, right? I mean, that was the earlier, the whole business of when she started. J.K. Is it J.K., J.A. Rowling?
It's J.K. Rowling, but some of these, the earlier versions where there were typos and everything, they even got the author's name wrong. There's one, this one, I believe, it has J.A. Rowling, and another one has Joanne Rowling.
So how do they know that they're original, that they're real? How do they know that? Would be my question.
It's a good question.
Thank you. I thought it was. That's why I asked it. All right. So there's that story. Sometimes, folks, we have answers to the questions we ask, and sometimes we don't. So here's a question that I do have an answer for. What's the best product in America to use to lose weight and keep it off? Everybody who listens to this program with any regularity knows that I have a customized solution that's awesome for you. It's organized by the folks at Calitrin. Go to their website, toploss.com. Figure out how you can lose the weight. Simple, non-toxic way to do it. Keep it off. All the information is there for you to follow, to glean from the website, toploss.com. And there are a lot of different products there. Jay and I have been sort of in awe. And I know we talked to Elizabeth Smith, Elizabeth Miller.
Miller.
I do know an Elizabeth Smith. That's not the woman from Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller talks a lot about the results and the things that are in this product. It's a specifically formulated, scientifically proven complex. Has collagen protein in it, digestive enzymes, has a lot of ingredients that help your body restore basically replace the fat with muscle when you do little exercising. And there's all kinds of clinical studies as to how this works and why it works. It's just good for everything in your body. You'll sleep so much better. That's why they suggest that you take it before you go to bed, the four capsules or the powder or the liquid, whatever it is. But be assured, it is best taken at night. Also be assured, quality products that are checked by the FDA all the time. This is something that's made in an FDA-approved facility. There's no nuts and there's no sugar and there's nothing else there that can interfere with the need for you to wait, to lose the weight and to keep it off and to be safe. The healthy, natural way. It's the only one around that really works. Check it all out. Healthy, natural weight loss. Calitrin, available at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the discount code when they put a promo and put Doug in. Free shipping and the best possible deal. Check it all out. All the things about Calitrin are at toploss.com. All right, let's see what we have. I didn't pay any attention to the Screen Actors Guild Awards because they were on.
They were on Saturday.
Yeah, but they were on Netflix. So who's watching it? This is what's so wrong. They cut people out. I didn't even know they didn't promote it. So I didn't know it was on. You know, all the networks promote the other stuff. And yeah, my habit is to watch the networks. I go once in a while, like I see on Prime, you know, the Jack Ryan series, and I guess this new one, Reacher, is supposed to be good. I haven't seen that yet. But I want to see these things in a situation where most people can react. So you couldn't see the red carpet. You don't know who really won. I thought it was interesting that the story of Hannah Waddingham, whom I really like from Ted Lasso, very interesting story that she told on the stage. She had a very fancy red gown on, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
She was carrying a cardboard purse.
Which stole the whole carpet.
Right, by her 9-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clutch, man. And so, why couldn't we see all that stuff? I want to see those things. And
yeah, I mean, it was on Netflix. It was all over social media, all of the different, like, all of the networks.
I feel like I've been robbed.
All of the other things, like People and Hollywood Reporter, all of that stuff. They were showing glimpses and short clips of videos and pictures of the red carpet and everything. Oppenheimer definitely did well. I mean, Barbara Streisand.
Right, that's going to do well. I think that'll do well at the Oscars, which is, how long? That's another week or so, isn't it? The Oscars.
It's coming up, yeah. And I feel like people look at all of these other award shows as the precursors, and especially the BAFTAs, which are the Britain Oscars, essentially.
Right.
But it's kind of the SAG Awards that gives you more of the glimpse into the Oscars because it's the same people who are voting.
Right.
Relatively speaking. It's a lot of the same people.
Yes. All right. We're nearing the fourth year anniversary of COVID and what it did to retail prices. I was looking at some economic news. Higher and higher and higher, and these prices that went up as a result of the health situation which we created ourselves. On general terms, it costs 20% more to buy pretty much anything now than it did before COVID. So not only did they screw with your head and screw with your body, the people who decided we'd go down that path, the guys, supposedly the experts like Fauci, who basically sold us out. I think he's like public enemy number one, other than the leaders of the Chinese government and Putin and leaders of Iran and Hamas. He's an enemy of the people. And when you look at what this has done, the 20% higher prices have changed the way that you shop. Right? You're all trying to get around. You hear all these complaints all the time. Consumers are not, and there's a pushback that's going on that I thought was kind of interesting to overview. Some of the people on Wall Street are analyzing some of the figures of the last quarter from last year and why prices are where they are and why people are staying away, why some of the, even though the stock market is healthy in general, some companies are doing very badly. People are buying less. They're using cheaper private labels and not using brand name products. Certainly the discount stores, like those damn Dollar General and Dollar this and Dollar that, people are going there. Unfortunately, what they're buying is cheap Chinese crap, but you can find that in Walmart. You can find it at Tractor Supply. You can find it. But I thought one of the most interesting things is the value of used cars. And how people are buying more used cars still. During the pandemic, they were selling a lot of used cars because they weren't making a lot of new cars. But the fact that used car values have stayed high, and some of the new cars, they're offering discounts on them, depends on what they are, as much as anything else. But there's a lot of price sensitivity right now, and mm-hmm. I think that companies need to take note of that and cool down on the, and that's really what will keep inflation down, is what cool down on their prices. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-900-6177 to speak to an expert. That's 800-900-6177.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax and fees extra.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. You know what really turns me into a nasty guy? I had a story lined up here that I wanted to talk about. And you know me, Jay teases me all the time because I want stuff printed so that I can see. I move things around, shuffle things around depending on where I want to go in a conversation.
Which makes sense.
Here I am trying to be a good guy and not make a copy of this because I found it online. This was a couple of hours ago. So I go back to clicking onto the source, and there's a, I don't know what's going on. There's something on this site. They want me to take Copilot. And the whole page is full of crap about something that's coded and how to do a social media post on it. And you know, you get lost
with the website. It sounds like a bunch of those pop-ups.
Well, I just clicked off of it trying to find what I was really looking for. And what I was looking for was a story about Lauren Boebert, who is all over, if you're looking for trending items on social media, you will find in the political trending column the usual people like Biden and Trump, and but also in this, what I'm looking at today as I scan through it, is a whole bit of Lauren Boebert and what the voters in her new district say. And if you're a Lauren Boebert fan, you're not going to like what the people in her new district have to say about her. And so we'll get to that and the shining star that she is, or isn't, right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
All right. So here's Lauren Boebert. Normally what happens in this portion of the program when we do social media stuff, it's trending, you know, singers or actors or stuff like that. But now we come to find out, Jay and I just looking at the same information, about half of the people in Lauren Boebert's new district. I don't even know how she could pull this off. But I said, because the kids, being James and Jay, I refer to them lovingly as the kids, don't know what a carpetbagger is. And so I'm using that terminology to refer to her, which is that's what people are saying. They don't want a carpetbagger in this new district. I'm betting she's going to lose, frankly, and she should, because she's horrible to begin with as a representative. She hasn't done anything but talk. She hasn't come up with any legislation. She's just a waste of time. And so anyway, the district she was in was disgusted with her fondling her boyfriend in the theater.
Yeah.
That picture that went viral. And so here she is.
And vaping inside, yep.
Yeah. So then, she's vaping, she must have been a big smoker, right? That's what vaping is. Isn't that the counter to get you to stop smoking?
Some people switch to that themselves. Sometimes not a nicotine situation. It's THC. We don't know what she was vaping, but she was vaping indoors, which is frowned upon. And a lot of places they say no.
All right, so she has no local connections. Her opponents are capitalizing on that. I'm betting she's going to go bye-bye, which is, frankly, a great idea.
So that's carpetbagging.
Right, that's carpetbagging. 28 after the hour. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price, from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. My Pillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. My Pillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love My Pillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The My Pillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers, they have down comforters, they have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
That's to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. A man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Here we go! Off to Neverland!
Off to Neverland! Want to take a trip with me, Jay? Let's go to...
Yeah, let's go. Only if we can fly.
Let's fly go.
From,
we can fly.
Where's the fairy dust? Pixie dust? Tinkerbell's yep. Fairy dust? Love it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Let's take a trip. All right, good day. Tuesday, February 27th. There are a lot of things, talking points, if you will. Starting with the Palestinian Authority overhauling. They've shaken up the minister, the Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed, however you pronounce his last name, and people say, well, that's pretty disrespectful. Well, you know what? I don't know what his last name is. I can't figure out how to pronounce it, and I don't really care because he's part of the problem. Anyway, people say, well, it's not the Palestinians. It's the... Yeah, that's true. But because of this guy and his connection to Iran, it's not that the Palestinian people are, but they've got guys like this in positions of authority. And now, apparently, he resigned yesterday because the people are getting smart about what's going on. They realize the connection between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. and Hezbollah and the Iranians. So they see all this stuff, and these guys all blaming the United States. We have, all the countries involved in trying to calm things down there have said, this guy's got to go. And the Saudis, actually, were the last ones to get on board, and they were the ones, once the people in the Palestinian Authority saw the Saudis on board, this it was like curtains, goodbye. So anyway, they have to have a new government in there, Israel says that they won't accept a Palestinian Authority rule over Gaza. And Gaza was theirs. So, depends. You go back to the 1993 peace agreement between the Israel and Palestinian Liberation Group. This was basically between, I'm trying to remember who the Israeli prime minister was. I want to say that it was, now I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, between him and Arafat, they were the ones that kind of sort of settled the problem in 1993. But as these things keep cropping up, and there are still more problems because of the hatred, the stupidity, the anger, whatever it is, that really starts not with the Palestinian president, but with the Ayatollah in Iran. All of this stuff can be 100% traced back to him and his ignorant, his body, his soul, if he even has one, is so full of hatred for Jews and the Israeli situation. And he has nothing. He doesn't have anything. It's the Palestinians who were pushed out, not the Iranians. Iranians were not a player in this at all. Other than, the whole business of what happened in October. So it's what a God blessed mess. Oy, man, what a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Trade Commission and 9 states announced yesterday a suit. This is more on what we said last week about Kroger taking over Albertsons. I don't think this is going to happen. The stats, the show, we were just talking about prices and where they're going, what will happen according to the feds. And then we all think to ourselves, do we want the federal government involved in this kind of like freedom of speech stuff? Well, I want, I want somebody to step in. The other side of it is it's education. So, where there's a Kroger, there's probably a Ralph's, there's a Gelson's, there's a Vaughn's. So if you don't like
there's
the fact that, Republic's Florida, but go somewhere else if you don't like it. I guess that would be what I would suggest. What they're saying is that they're demanding, the lawsuit says that if Kroger is able to take over Albertsons, they must get rid of 400 stores where there is no real competition and or not enough competition. They want to increase, they say, as they always do, this will be better, price will be lower, and that's nonsense. The airlines all said that when they went, when they all started combining, and look at the prices of buying a ticket now on an airplane versus what it was before all these major consolidations took place in the last 10, 12 years. And they say, if we hadn't consolidated, we'd have gone bankrupt. There's a point to that. That's some of the economic news. I also noticed, have you seen these the Rivian vans that have been made for Prime? Have
No.
you seen them? The electric, maybe they don't have any in Ohio, but they're all over the place here in Massachusetts, and they're all over the place in California. And apparently it came out of a deal where Amazon actually bought Rivian Automotive. And as they did, this is a company that makes electric cars, make electric pickup trucks, and they went public because of what they thought would be the benefit of having this deal with Amazon, and now Amazon is the biggest shareholder. They have 158 million shares, 16% of the company, and this, because Rivian is doing as badly as it is, the electric thing isn't working. Hello, ding, ding, ding. I don't mean to sound like a broken horse, but it isn't working. It's not customer preference. So in case of Rivian, you see a lot of them in California, you see a few of them on the East Coast here and there. But, you know, when they went public, because of all the push from the federal government, the stock went bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And so Amazon bought about, as I said, 16% of the shares because they wanted to have Rivian make vehicles for them.
Yeah. So are they exclusively, these electric vans, are they exclusively with Amazon, or can other companies use them too?
No, other companies can buy them, but nobody is, because nobody wants them, because they're boxy, and they have a lot of mechanical problems, and that's one of the reasons that the value of the stock that Amazon had in Rivian caused the value of Amazon stock itself to go down last week by almost $1 billion. And the Rivian stock has gone down like 50%. So anyway, even though Amazon invested a lot of money in it, it isn't paying off for them, other than the fact that they're having them make vans for, that's why they bought it really, to have them make vans for themselves. But it's just, I don't know, I mean, the electric thing is, it's just nonsense. It really is. And they just keep going around and round and around. Did you see the story? This woman got $1 billion. The 93-year-old former professor, her name is Ruth, I think it's Gottesman is how you pronounce her name. So she went to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and this woman got $1 billion. And I'm trying to remember. I'm looking at two, three different stories at once, Jay. Maybe you can help me, because I don't remember now how she got the $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
She inherited it, I think, somehow or other.
Oh, this is the one that's donating it for student tuition.
Yeah, yeah. She's donating all the money to the school to be used as scholarships.
Yep, to NYC's medical school to pay for student tuition. Yeah.
Largest donation to any medical school in history. Yeah. But where did the money come from? She and her late husband, David, were investors, all I get.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, but he invested in Berkshire Hathaway, which is that's Warren. What do you call it? Warren Buffett's company, and the stock's gone crazy. And he was one of the early investors.
Wow!
Professional investors. So this turned out to be, he died, and so she got the money, and now she's giving it all to the Einstein College or whatever the name of it is. Yeah. Phew.
That's amazing. That's so wonderful.
Another educational story here. This one's not so good. An Indiana teacher found dead in a school stairwell after failing to show up to the school. His name is Craig Jones. He was found by a maintenance worker on the second floor of the charter school in Chicago, East Chicago. So they're trying to figure out whether he was pushed down the stairs by a student. They're not sure. But the initial thing was there was no reason to believe foul play was involved, and then people started asking questions. Yeah.
Well, he called a family member for a ride, and they went to pick him up, and then he never came outside. And the family never received any other calls or anything, couldn't get a hold of him. Mm-hmm. So they left thinking it was some other situation. And here he was found deceased in the stairwell.
Yep. All right, let's see. Might as well continue in the dead zone, right? There's another death, apartment building fire in New York, sparked by a lithium battery, claimed the life of a so-called journalist. His name was Fazil Khan, and I don't know who he reported for. All these people that claim they're journalists. That's an overused word that has become meaningless. Anyway, but this guy dies in a fire in New York City. And the story isn't really that he died, 17 people injured. That's not the story. It was sparked by a lithium-ion battery. These damn things are so dangerous. Wasn't there a fire on one of those electric bikes in an apartment building caused by the lithium battery?
Isn't that,
So these things, pretty soon they're not going to allow them in the buildings. They mm-hmm. aren't.
And a lot of these batteries, things that have these kind of batteries, if you're flying, they tell you, do not check it. You have to carry it on with you, because if something happens, then you know something is happening rather than...
Do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they make those announcements at the gate. Can't carry that stuff on at all. Here's something that you can carry on with you if you get on a plane to go to Las Vegas. What you can carry with you is a smile, thinking to yourself, what a smarty I am. I just got two free nights at a great hotel in Las Vegas, and all I had to do was dial 800-419-3684. What a deal. Get the phone, call this number, talk to one of the, I noticed I was looking at the stats of people who called last week. Some people waited too long. You got to do it right now. When I say the number 800-419-3684, you got to go right to it. There's 10 operators. Once they're filled, you won't be able to get through, and so the calls drop. And I noticed that 20 or so people were in on the tail end, and they didn't get to one of the live operators, so they just dropped off. And don't, let's right now, call them. Right this minute, 800-419-3684, and just say, I'm listening to Doug Stephan, and he says, I can find 3 days and two nights free. You know, they go through it. I look at the stats, how many people listen to the pitch, and they decide they want to do it or not. You can stay longer if you want. Just pay the regular room rate, but the first two nights are free. No purchase needed. All you got to do is call 800-419-3684. The only catch, the only hitch is... You don't get them if you don't call, right? You can't lose out if you pick up the phone and call right now, 800-419-3684.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is the general theme for the Marvel Studios movies. And because Chuck isn't here, I decided we'd start with this today. Jay and I listening and watching an interview. I don't know if you saw this, Jay. Brie Larson says that she doesn't really know what her future is with Marvel because the last movie they did fizzled. Well, and so there's no follow-up to it.
Marvel, anybody who's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, whether it is the films or the streaming shows or anything, they're not allowed to talk about upcoming projects or what the future holds, because there's always so many surprises and all of that. They can talk about past things, or if they just finished something, they can talk about that. But she was asked, you know, what does the future hold? And she just says, I don't have anything to say about that. But she also got in trouble back in the fall when she started to kind of reveal some of her excitement about what the future may hold for her character. And that's a no-no. You're not supposed to discuss any of it.
Yeah, so what has she been in besides this?
Say.
Her face is familiar, but I don't remember. What else has she been in? She's 34, so she's been around for a while. What else? What other projects has she done beside the Marvel stuff?
I first took recognition of her in The United States of Tara. She played the daughter of Toni Collette's character and John Corbett. And that was one of the best shows. It was such a short-lived series. Unfortunately, it was canceled. So she was in that. Mm-hmm. She was in, what was it called? The Room? Not The Room. Where it's a mother and her son, and they're basically kidnapped victims. Spoiler alert.
Just Room. Just Room.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Room.
Yes, that's right, because The Room is a completely different film.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what popped in my head first. Okay, yeah, so Room, and then she's just been in so many other things. The Lessons in Chemistry, I believe, is the one that she's in the award, that's been doing the rounds with the awards shows recently.
Hmm. All right. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Here's something I identify with. The Rust movie, Alec Baldwin, the trial, now scheduled for July. He wasn't charged, then he was. It's kind of confusing, but he's been charged with involuntary manslaughter. And this goes back to October of 2021. Can you believe that? This thing is almost three years ago, or certainly 2.5 mm-hmm. years ago. Jury selection will begin July 9th. The trial will last from July 10th to the 19th. He was indicted by a grand jury. I wonder what this has done to his head and what it's doing to his acting career. 65 mm-hmm. years old. He's virtually been in anything and everything. Movies for Mission Impossible, yeah. Certainly A Hunt for Red October when he was younger. The TV shows like 30 Rock. He's very, very prolific, very versatile. And, you know, he may not have a great personality, but he gets around.
The psychology behind it, he didn't wake up saying, I'm going to murder somebody. That's why it's a manslaughter charge. And also, it may not even be his manslaughter charge to take, and that's what the jury will decide. The armorer and the assistant director, essentially, who did what they did, and they didn't do what they were supposed to do and follow certain protocols and safety measures. But Alec Baldwin was the one holding the weapon that fired. Whether he pulled the trigger or not, the weapon fired and it killed somebody and it was in his hands. That has to do some serious psychological damage to the person holding that weapon.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. It really is how far this thing has gone. Emma Stone, Oscar-winning actress, detailing what she experienced while working on some film. I think it was called Poor Things.
She has received a lot of recognition for her role in this.
Really? Why? What's this? I don't know anything about this movie. Frankly, I know who she is, but I don't know what the deal is.
It's a young woman who's basically brought back to life, that dies and is brought back to life by an unorthodox scientist, and then it just kind of like all of these other whirlwind adventures ensue.
Yeah, that sounds like something right up your alley, one way or the other.
It's a comedy.
Oh, it is? Oh, mm-hmm. I thought it sounded kind of spooky.
Huh. No, it's a comedy. I mean, it's a dramedy. It's a comedy-drama kind of situation.
Yeah. All right. Natalie Portman says that she and Jodie Foster had a talk about being sexualized as child stars while they were doing this movie that I think we talked about this, didn't we, last week, the movie itself, mm-hmm. or the TV show, what are they in together?
Oh, I can't recall what they were doing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, Jodie talks about Taxi Driver, and Portman has some.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.